Good evening and welcome to tonight's Monroe City Council meeting. This is the regular business meeting for Tuesday, August 20th, 2017. The time right now is 7:02 p.m. Ms. Atkinson, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Scarborough, Cuddeback, Hanford, Rasmussen, Davis, Camp, and Gamble.
Thank you. Councilmember Davis, will you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first item that we have on our agenda this evening is under announcements and presentations. This is presentation, oath of office, and this is for Ms. Knight. Ms. Atkinson, will you be reading in the oath of office?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Can you join me?
Thank you.
Now to work.
Now to work. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And welcome.
Very much.
Okay. The next item we have on our agenda this evening is proclamations for Monroe Fair Days. Monroe Fair Days. Whereas the first agricultural display in Snohomish County was held in 1874, making the Evergreen State Fair one of the oldest in Monroe, Washington. And whereas the fair began in downtown Monroe in 1908 at the former Independent Order of Odd Fellows Hall and grounds on North Lewis Street, moved to its current location in 1945 and has become the largest county fair in the Pacific Northwest. And whereas the fair offers entertainment for people of all ages and includes a carnival, amusement rides, crafts, exhibits, races, concerts, fireworks, animals, fun contests, music acts, dancers, roving entertainers, and the Western Heritage Museum. And whereas the fair draws approximately 340,000 visitors annually from all over the state of Washington and the Pacific Northwest, bringing $3 million in revenues into Snohomish County, with much of it benefiting the city of Monroe. Whereas our entire community is involved with the fair, including the Monroe Chamber of Commerce, which organizes the Fair Days Parade, and the Sky Valley Food Bank, which conducts a food drive during the fair. And whereas the 2017 Evergreen State Fair theme is Harvest the Memories. And whereas the Monroe Fair Days Parade will be held on September 26, 2017 in downtown Monroe. And whereas the City of Monroe and the community values the benefits derived from the Evergreen State Fair and Monroe Fair Days Parade. Now therefore I, Jeffrey Thomas, proclaim the 12 days between August 24th and September 4th, 2017 as Monroe Fair Days in the City of Monroe, Washington, and encourage residents, businesses, and visitors to participate in the Evergreen State Fair and the Monroe Fair Days Parade. So I am inviting, I have a list, sorry, Hal Gossman from the Evergreen State Fairgrounds. He's a division manager for the Snohomish County Parks and Recreation Department. Elaine Johnson from the Evergreen Fair Advisory Board. Is she here? Okay. Sam Lowe, County Councilmember Sam Lowe from the Snohomish County Council, District 5. And Yvonne Gallardo, did I say your last name correctly? I haven't said it before. From the Monroe Chamber of Commerce Board. And council members, would you come down with me to present these proclamations to our partners?
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
The next item that we have on our agenda this evening is a proclamation for Swift Night Out. Swift Night Out. Whereas the Vox Swift is a unique bird as they look and act like swallows, but their closest relative is the hummingbird. And whereas the Vox Swift is the smallest out of four North American swifts, measuring 4 3/4 inches in length with a wingspan of 12 inches. And whereas the Vox Swifts use their claws to cling to rough surfaces such as a chimney rather than perch in trees. And whereas the migratory patterns of Vox Swifts extend as far south as Mexico to as far south as Canada. And whereas Monroe, Washington is an annual roosting spot for the Vox Swifts, and several thousand Vox Swifts migrate through Monroe each spring and fall. And whereas the Vox Swifts Swift roosts in the Frank Wagner Elementary School chimney, and the Pilchuck Audubon Society Monroe School District in the city of Monroe hosts an annual Swift Night Out for the community to celebrate this event. And whereas the decommissioned Frank Wagner Elementary chimney is recognized as an important communal migratory roosting site in North America, with up to 20,000 Vox Swifts resting in the chimney in any given night. And whereas the Monroe community supports and attends the annual Swift Night Out, and 2017 will be the ninth year the event will be celebrated. And whereas the Swifts are our city bird. Now therefore, I, Jeffrey Thomas, proclaim Saturday, September 9th, 2017, as Swift Night Out in the city of Monroe, Washington, and encourage residents, businesses, and visitors to participate and attend the events during Swift Night Out. And I believe I have, is Lee Sexton here today? Lee is here. And Larry Schwitters from Vox is Happening, come on up. And Cynthia Easterson from the Pilchuck Audubon Society. And also Dr. Frederica Smith from Monroe School District. Please come on forward. Council members, please join me. All right, the next item that we have on the agenda this evening is a presentation from Evergreen Health Monroe from Renee Jensen. Ms. Jensen, please come on forward.
I graduated from high school here and wondering why. I graduated in 1994 and spent all of my career in school first year before going to college. My grandmother, my father's mother, lived in the town of Barber, was very close to the She volunteered for time at the recovery center and cutting hair for those that do it. And my family has had both a fortunate and unfortunate experience to have health care. My father's life was saved, but appeared to receive tears. He continued to receive his care from his cancer through every health care person. Unfortunately, he has passed and is no longer with us. But it was because of the great care that he received that we got the quality of life that we did. My mom's life was all taken by a visit that she had to this hospital and medical care. But the reason I'm here is because this community have good health care. Monroe is growing and thriving, and I chose to come home to make this place a better place and for my family to live in the future. My husband and I have purchased a home here. My daughter is 5, and she will be studying for trade for her. I don't know how I got talked into this, but I was a volunteer coach for her soccer team last year. Looking forward to that. But mostly tonight, there's a lot of you in this room that are on my list of people that I really want to get to know, that I want to meet. I need to be reintroduced. It's been a long time. I went to college at Cheney. I continued on with my postgraduate work and a degree in biology and chemistry, and I received a degree in technology from Arts and Program. I went on to later receive my bachelor's degree in healthcare administration, and I've worked at several now public. But the work is still God's work, it's still from my heart. I'm doing it because I'm passionate about it and I care about it. And I'm really excited to be a part of the Evergreen Health team and to be able to bring those resources to this community. So everybody from the team, please, mayor, the council people, I support you, each of you. I brought some of my heart. Right now, I don't have it.
Council members, do you have any questions?
It's welcome.
Welcome home.
Thank you. I'm glad to be home. Thanks for having me. I look forward to each of you helping me. This isn't a work that just one person can do because it changed people in the dedicated community, but I am positive that you can have a very much helpful
work.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
One makes certain one makes it to the clerk. And I'll use yours.
Council members, if you don't get a card, we'll go ahead and email out the contact information. Next item on, so what we'll do, again, council member, so we'll go ahead and email out the contact information for Ms. Jensen. The next item that we have on our agenda is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter that is subject to a public hearing. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and we have Ms. Cindy Easterson, who is here to speak this evening. Please come forward and state your name for the record, please.
Many species, the trip is more like a family vacation.
The young birds are often accompanying the adults, and the trip takes longer with more scouts and more site trips along the west of the migration corridor. However, we know from our many years of county assistance in Monroe, and I should point out that we have the infant project leader here, Larry Splitters, for Boston County, who has inspired all of those counts over many years. But we know from those counts that the SWIFT never bypass the worst place. It's a must-stop place, and although we don't know how SWIFT communicate that message, it's clear that they have. I doubt if young foxes SWIFT are passed for the first day of school and are required to write an essay on their summer experience. But if they did, I have no doubt many of them would jot down something about the five-star experience they received from the SWIFT. Thank you for your support.
Thank you very much, Ms. Easterson. Is there anybody else that would like to come forward to speak to the City Council this evening? Anybody at all? All right, seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to the consent agenda. Council? Is there a motion for the consent agenda? Councilmember Rasmussen.
Motion to approve consent agenda.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Rasmussen, a second from Councilmember Hanford to approve the consent agenda. Any discussion on the consent agenda? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Thank you, Council. Next item on the agenda this evening is new business item number one.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, I'm sorry, there's an ordinance, isn't there?
Thank you. Approved through the consent agenda is ordinance number 019-2017, SUB, amending Monroe Municipal Code Chapter 20.10, Parks Impact Fees, in order to update the city's schedule of park impact fees and the calculation methodology therefore, providing for severability and establishing an effective date. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Great. The next item on the agenda is new business item number one. This is AB 17-133, ordinance number 020-2017, approving indirect change of control of WDH Black Rock LLC, cable franchise for first reading. Ms. Knight.
Thank you, Mayor. This is really a housekeeping item for the City Council to approve. We have a franchise agreement currently with WDH Black Buck LLC to provide open video services to various entities within the community, and the parent company is changing, and the franchise agreement requires that the Council approve that change. There are specific criteria that need to be measured in order to make that approval. We have the City Attorney's Office review those conditions, and they have indicated that the change meets all the conditions, and they're approving the change. So at that point, I'm open to taking any questions the Council might have.
Councilmember Hanford, thank you.
No questions. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I move to accept as first reading ordinance number 020-2017, approving the indirect change of control of WDH BlackRock LLC with conditions and establishing an effective date.
Second.
Thank you. I have a first from Councilmember Hanford and a second from Councilmember Cutaback for the motion as identified in the requested action on agenda bill number AB 17-133. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 7-0-0. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is council member reports. We don't have any reports from outside committees this evening. Council member Gamble.
I'm just extremely excited for the fair to get started this Friday. The kids are already pegging on what day they're going to go. It'll be nice to see all of you guys on Saturday for the parade, I'm sure. Football has started. I apologize for the attire, but last time when I did it in slacks, the first hour practice, it didn't go over well when I showed up here, so I went with shorts. But yeah, it's just great. All the fields up there, including the one that citizens put are in, you know, in use, and it'll be nice to see it through the fall when typically we would have to rent all kinds of temporary lighting structures, that type of stuff, and tear the heck out of a bunch of fields and wallow in the mud. It will now be on turf throughout the fall, so kind of nice. Anyway, that's it.
Thank you. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. The problem with summer in Monroe is there's too much to do. Selecting what you're planning on attending and having conflicts like that is just too much. There's so much going on, and it's so much fun. And like Councilmember Gamble, looking forward to the parade and the upcoming fair. I had a chance this morning to stop by our municipal court. And if you haven't done it yet, I think you should. It's really, really well run, and it was actually rather entertaining this morning. I attended the Wings and Wheels event this weekend. Good turnout, a lot of fun seeing airplanes and automobiles, and seeing people in city clothes that I absolutely did not recognize was a bit of a shock. So I won't say who it was. Anyway, and that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Davis.
Looking forward to the parade and the fair.
Thank you.
That's it.
Cool. Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Yeah, ditto on the parade. It's always exciting to see what kind of cars we all get.
And,
yeah. So looking forward to that. Since we met,
I think you're getting a Vespa this year.
What's that?
A Vespa.
A Vespa. Been a family of four on that. It's going to get tricky. Attended the Take the Next Step barbecue earlier this month, and that was great to be there and hear them honor many of their volunteers and a lot of the people that helped them out. The fundraiser at the Y a couple weekends ago was a lot of fun, the Corks and Kegs event, and then last Sunday the Evergreen Half at Lake Ty, and another huge success and perfect weather for it, very, very warm, no injuries, so it went off with the hitch. So, and looking forward to seeing everyone at the fair or at the parade on Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Councilmember Hanford.
Yes, just looking forward to the parade and the fair. It's a good time to be in Monroe.
Yeah. Thank you. Councilmember Cutterback.
I was on vacation last week, so I feel kind of out of the loop. But before I left, I attended Movies Under the Moon and saw Sing. It was great, good crowd. City does a great job coordinating that. And I think Boys and Girls mm-hmm. was there that night. And then the next day on Saturday, the 13th, Chamber, Harry's, and Monroe Digital and Copy put on a fundraiser for the Y, and it was
great.
Way more people than we expected. There was about 500 people there for the first annual
nice.
Egg. So kudos to the Chamber and Monroe Digital and Copy. They did a great job, so good time.
Thank you. Councilmember Scarborough.
Well, I'm sorry I missed the car show. I was in San Diego at a Naval Special Warfare reunion. I also got to pick up my son in Long Beach after sailing from Honolulu to Long Beach on a 46-foot sailboat with four other people.
Wow.
He had to pay to do it. That's how he wanted to learn to sail, so that's what he did. But it was fun to pick him up, and maybe I can get more involved this weekend. Parade and whatnot, but no committee, no Puget Sound Steering Committee meeting this month.
Okay,
so there'll be no report on that later, and so that's all I have.
All right, thank you very much, Councilmember. Let's go out to staff. We have a couple of department staff reports this evening. Community development update. Mr. Swanson is not here this evening. Ms. Knight, do you have anything that to report out from community development by chance?
Not at this time.
Okay. The report is there in your packets. I would encourage you to look that over, and if you have any questions, please email Ms. Knight, and we'll go ahead and follow up on any questions that you have. The next item that we have on the agenda is department report for Parks and Recreation Department. Mr. Farrell.
Mayor, Council,
of the year is there's a lot of events going on. Yeah, we're pretty excited about having a part in that, you know, and supporting it, supporting our community. So, the park update, master plans for Gavin Side and Lakeside Park, that is underway. So, council has approved the agreement with HPD out of Seattle, and we've already had a meeting with the meeting staff, kickoff meeting. We're getting set here to announce and advertise first. We'll have a couple of open houses in the pop-up studio format, which is similar to what was done when comprehensive plan. So people, you know, may not be able to make a 5 o'clock scheduled meeting. They can come in, you know, what they can get and see what's going on, take their input. That's coming up, and we intend to make their announcements by the end of the week or at least the first of the week. And we actually have a location that we would nail down for these meetings. They're in the early end of September. They'll be able to communicate for the course of those ones. Moving along to operations, you can see there's a long list here for August. There are several events. Yeah, movies. So this Friday is Rogue One, the last of the movies, and of course we have a parade coming up as well. And there have been several large events and smaller gatherings that one, serve our community, but two, attract people from other areas and you know, throughout the sound and larger businesses as well. So we're quite proud that again that we're able to help support that. That leads kind of to the next piece in the report there about the public forum stage. I know several of you have had the opportunity to see it. It was at Wings and Wheels as well. We'll be developing a policy of use of that stage so we can have both nonprofit and for-profit organizations that are going to be procedure for use of the stage.
Good.
So we're looking forward to that. And then I just want to update you with the new downtown furniture. So all of that furniture has been purchased and it's all installed. And it looks really great. You know, some of the design improvements that we made. I think at least so far, knock on wood here, the trash bins are one example. I mean, they look really, really solid. Those are the general examples of the style. They're placed in the next month to get research. So we have to probably have a path to the overflow here. And I'm not going to say we're not going to have the overflow, but I think it's a then I just wanted to mention there, this is we took a small role in this, but again, we're proud to work with on the community Keys Arts Initiatives, Mayor Thomas, and city staff. We met with representatives from the Arts Council, Base Dexter, and the Arts Council. Earlier, Monroe Chamber of Commerce and the Downtown Monroe Association and Monroe School District. And this program to bring art music to Monroe. So it brought high school students, they painted the two pianos that were donated. And like you may have seen in other communities, it's just giving people an opportunity to see art and to touch it and to play art too. So there are two pianos, one of them is outside of the Boys and Girls Club. The other one is inside of Shrinkfields, downtown. Kind of fun. And the last item that I have in the report is the monthly inspections. So you can see the labor hours, the litter collected the week of August 14th. There were some additional camps discovered all along the park. There was quite a volume of litter too. Yeah. So to get to that point, we're, you know, like we had mentioned in previous meetings, that you know, they're finding homeless cranes and wood areas. So we appreciate the tips that citizens have given us because that's actually helped us as well as covering some of these areas. But you know, in this process, I've seen positive with parks, and we get that feedback from a lot of folks that are in parks that they enjoy walking. evening. I attended along with our city administrator, the Johnson Drug Association. They had a board meeting, and I was presenting to them about what our department does, partnerships that make us successful, groups including the Monroe Association, and I updated them on projects that, you know, recent projects that have occurred and projects that are underway. One of the takeaways from that, being that summer, and they were hoping for a tender meeting, that they would like to provide that, which I'm happy to do.
Thank you very much, Mr. Farrell. And before we move on to council members, I thank you and your staff and also PD very much for the follow-up that you continue to do in the parks. I know that there was an encampment on the other side of the river that the county had made contact with, and that may have ended up moving some folks around, but I appreciate the follow-up that you're doing. And Chief, I appreciate the follow-up that you and, of course, your staff are doing, so thank you both very much for doing that. Councilmember, and I didn't see who was up first, so Councilmember Hanford. Okay, Councilmember Rasmussen, or you're hitchhiking. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Mike, I just want to commend you and your team for the work this summer. I know summer always brings on a lot for your staff, and to take, as you call it, a small role, I think it has a big impact with the Community Keys partnership. I can tell you and council that the piano that was installed at the Boys and Girls Club, where it's at, actually flows into my office window, and so when it's drawn a lot of curiosity from the kids and gotten them playing, and it's actually kind of fun to watch and listen to. But there was actually one afternoon shortly after it was installed that, and sitting there on the phone, and had this moment like, these aren't the kids playing. And I went out there, and it was an elderly woman from around the corner that was wheelchair bound and doesn't get out very often, and found her way over to the club, and she's been coming at least twice or three times a week to play. So I think it has a bigger impact than what you think. So thank you very much for your help in that.
That's cool. Thank you very much, Councilmember. Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. Yeah, I just agree with everything that's been said. Thank you, Mike and Chief and your teams for everything you're doing with not just the parks, but cleaning up encampments, things like that. The question I had was going back to when we're going to advertise for the planning of the Cadman site. How are we going to advertise that?
Like as many ways as possible. We have been building a stakeholder list, contacts, and And so, for example, elected officials, board members, community organizations. So they're going to be doing the outreach to those folks, and in turn, kind of spreads what on the website, what on social media. That's great, you know, out there, just as many places, the locations. They're going to be a back-to-back Friday and Saturday in September open house for just a pop-up pop-up studio is what they're called, and an open house evening. But then there will be other public opportunities and public meetings as well. And we're also then developing and we'll be sending out surveys to stakeholders, and either the same survey or some version of that survey will also go out to the public. So we'll have on the website where we'll be directing people as we're access that, so if people aren't able to physically come to the locations, they have other opportunities to
participate.
And,
yeah.
You know, we'll post updates as well as progress.
Okay. That'd be great. Just sounds like you've got an awesome plan in place. Just as a reminder, we've talked about this several times over the years, is that we can hit as many outlets as possible. Maybe in the utility bill, the monthly utility bill, just something, because not everybody's on Facebook or not everybody reads their utility bill, but if we hit as much as possible, that'll hopefully get the word out. I'm saying that because I had someone this week ask me, how do we communicate, how does the city communicate? Because I'm not, so I'm doing my due diligence and passing that on to, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Cutterback.
Mike, on the master plan, is there coordination between what the county's doing with the access to the river and that whole study?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's Snohomish County, King County, regional trails that are coming to Monroe, and we're looking at the connections there. There's also the Upsky to Sound water trail group. So, yeah, that list is really long, and it's, like I said, it's getting longer as we kind of review it and talk to people. So we're also having user group, so that's another outlet too, is throughout our community. So let's say we have all those organizations and they can sort of help us, start spreading the information.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Farrell. The next report that we have on the agenda is from Finance, and she also is not here this evening. Ms. Knight, do you have anything to report from Finance? It's in your packets.
The only thing I would add is just that the Mayor and Finance Director and I are meeting next week to start reviewing the budget proposals that came in from staff, so we'll be kind of identifying those things that need additional attention, and we'll be working with Council through the budget process.
Thank you. Okay. Again, I would encourage everybody to take a look at the report from Ms. Hassert in the packets. And we will now go out to the departments. Mr. Worthen? Okay. Mr. Farrell, do you have anything further? Okay. Do you have anything from planning? I forgot you were back there. You probably could have done the development report. Okay.
The only thing I can think of is that last Thursday.
Yeah, why don't you come on up? We have the air conditioning behind us. It makes us nice and cool, but I know we're cool already, but couldn't quite hear you so well.
My name is Shannon Wilson. I go to the city. And the one thing I did want to say regarding planning activity in the city is that last Thursday, Ben, Brad, and I met with the team from PHC about the community. And we mapped out the specific plan and timeline. And currently, the woman who is probably the most knowledgeable about the plan is the member of the drop office. So we're kind of waiting on her to do that. But other than that, we are ready to go.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Pam, do you have anything from. Okay. Chief, I'm sorry. We'll leave you for last. Mr. Feilberg. Mr. Feilberg.
just a reminder that our overlay, random overlay program, you've seen a couple of streets around, some of the curb ramps are new to get brought up to standard, so they're going to be starting paving tomorrow on Virginia Road and then also Franklin's and there's M60 and off 179 and a couple of streets around that area. So.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you very much, Chief.
On Saturday, we had the Wings and Wheels car show, and there were a few less cars this year, but the donations were exceeded last year. So. We're fine with that. All the money goes to the postal booths. And in the works now, there's discussion with another partner that would double the size of the show.
Oh, thanks. Very nice. Thank you very much, Chief. All right, we'll come on up here for the Mayor and City Administrator report.
I can go first.
Yes, we'll do tag team.
Okay, I can talk about the cancellation of the September 5th meeting. It doesn't appear that we have any significant agenda items for that meeting, and so staff is recommending that we cancel, and I understand that the council normally makes a motion in order to do that.
Councilmember Hanford?
I move to cancel the September 5th, 2017 business meeting.
Second.
Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Rasmussen to cancel the September 5th council meeting. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 7-0. Thank you.
I can also talk about the draft agenda for September 12th. You have that in front of you there on page 2. So we have a number of items that are coming back on the consent agenda, second reading for ordinances, acceptance of the State Ecology Stormwater Capacity Grant, and then a resolution to amend the master fee schedule. We're also looking to set a date to consider the Raspberry Hill rezone. So those are on the consent agenda. And then the remaining items are all discussion items that are going to take some time for council input. No parking at cluster mailboxes. I think that was an item that council had asked staff to come back with. And fireworks, which I think was a community request to reconsider the fireworks ordinances, and then looking to give a council just a little bit of an update on where we're at with economic development, and again looking for some direction from council in order to come back at a further meeting for additional discussion. And then finally, our real estate brokerage contract with First Western is expiring, and we're also looking for discussion around that contract as well. So any questions?
Any questions, council members? Okay, and just a fair warning, there's a format used in other jurisdictions called a study session. And what we may do, and if anybody has a concern about this, I'd like to hear today, we're talking about maybe actually having the table set up down there so that we can all just sit down with staff and just kind of roll our sleeves up and work rather than working from the dais for the unfinished business and new business sections of this agenda. Does anybody have any concerns about that? Okay, so you might be sitting up here, but just letting you know that we might try something different just so we can have a little bit less formality to working through things. I'm sorry, Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. I have a question, though. So if it's going to be a study session, would that preclude any actionable items? Or
no, we'll still take action. We probably would go ahead and convene up here to take action, and then we'd move down to the floor for discussion.
Okay, so
but we'll talk with staff just to see if there's anything else.
Okay, and set up, looking at our audience, you have to have it set up as a different format as well.
Yeah, probably as a rectangle or something.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we'll make certain that members of the public obviously can attend and sit on the outside of the ring of the table or something.
Okay,
yeah.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
I have one additional item that's not on the agenda. The city was contacted by a property owner on South Madison Street. You want to talk about that?
Yep. So, I was contacted. I received a letter from a number of neighbors on and around Madison Street. We did a chip seal on that street last year, and it's kind of part of a pilot program that we're doing, or at least it was the first year of us doing chip seal. The chip seal that was done on the street is you've got oil, I guess we decided oil or tar, that is kind of leaking through the chip seal, and then there's still some gravel and rock that's on the street. There's also areas of the chip seal where there's grass growing through what used to be cracks. That what we're proposing on doing is going back and doing a grind of this, and then having a discussion about when we want a chip seal versus grind and overlay. If you do a chip seal over something like, I'm just going to throw things out there, I don't know if they're suitable or not, over Chain Lake, then you don't have houses that have direct access onto the street. So you have people that are walking, you know, you might walk across the crosswalk, but you're not picking up tar that you're taking directly into your house. And when you're in an application, for example, on Madison or any one of the neighborhoods that we live in, if you put chip seal down, if you walk out to get your mail and walk back in or just hop in your car, you could be taking tar and gravel with you. So what we thought we would do is propose to go ahead and do a grind and overlay of Madison and then have a discussion this fall about when we want a chip seal versus doing a grind and overlay so that this sort of, you know, so that we don't have this sort of thing happen in the future. Did I capture it?
I think you did, although I'd ask Mr. Fieldberg if he had anything more to add.
Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. In regards to that street and talking to the resident down there, she was informed that there was a super sweep that was going to take place, she thought, this week, but wasn't quite sure what that was. And I assume just sweeping up the loose gravel, but can you know anything about that?
I think Mr. Fieldberg and I had discussed that with the property owner, potentially coming back and noticing that the cars would be moved off the street so we could come through and do a sweep to try and get up the rest of the gravel.
Okay, so that's simply all it is picking up that loose gravel then. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and the thing is that if we do a grind and overlay, that may change.
Sure.
That. So what we're looking for this evening is just council's thoughts on whether or not you would support us doing a grind and overlay. The cost would be, was it $200,000?
Right, $200,000. That's $80,000 to actually do the grind and overlay, and then now there's a requirement, a federal requirement, to improve the ADA access to the sidewalks, and that's actually $120,000 to do the ADA access. So a total is $200,000. My experience with residential streets and chip seals is that regardless of what additional measures you take, the property owners are not likely to be satisfied with it at this point, and so a grind and overlay is probably your best approach. There is money in the Transportation Benefit District to do it. You have a Transportation Benefit District meeting planned for the end of September, and so we would just bring this forward as an amendment in December. The council would then be asking the Transportation Benefit District Board to make the amendment, and that would happen at your, I think it's the September 26th meeting.
Okay, thank you. You've got a couple lights. Councilmember Kemp.
Well, I thought somebody else was up. Thank you, Mayor. Yeah. So this $200,000 cost, is that just per event, or is it overall for all chip sealing grind issues? I mean, my understanding from a discussion yesterday was that there are other sites in addition to this one on Madison. Or, I'm sorry, it was Madison.
Right. So the $200,000 is just to grind and overlay Madison.
Okay. So the additional streets would cost roughly the same?
I wouldn't suggest that you go back and grind and overlay the other places that you've chip sealed. I think those locations were appropriate for chip seal. So I would just have a council policy discussion around in the future whether or not the council would want to do a chip seal on a residential street with low traffic volumes.
Okay, I was told though that there are additional streets that have been chip sealed with similar circumstances, which we may be hearing from the.
So I think the one additional street there where there may be a similar circumstance would be Elizabeth Street, and I actually went down and drove Elizabeth Street yesterday, and I think because there's that multifamily development at the end of Elizabeth Street, it gets significantly more traffic than South Madison. I think that's the difference between the two.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we're not looking at this as a one-time $200,000 cost and that we're done. There is the potential for other streets. This is what I was told yesterday in my telephone conversation.
Right, and I that was before I went and drove Elizabeth Street, and subsequently I drove it and felt like it was probably appropriate to use it in that location. But again, you're right, you could certainly get community members who come forward and have the same kind of complaints that South Madison has had.
Yeah, I appreciate you checking
you're welcome.
Into it.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome.
And again, this is the second year that we've done chip seal, and we were planning on doing more chip seal next year. That's why it's like, look, if this didn't work last year in this application, if the council agrees with that, let's make certain that we make adjustments for next year. And that's why we look at establishing a policy going into next year.
And that was one of the things we discussed yesterday, was a list of do's and don'ts and requirements before we decide whether or not we're going to do chip sealing. The traffic being the, I guess that's the biggest issue, whether or not chip sealing is going to work for a particular
I think there's two issues. I think traffic volumes is one issue, and then I think direct access you know, from driveway parking onto a street. Right. So to the extent that we're just limiting it to arterial streets with a lot of traffic and very few direct driveway access where you're not actually getting out of your car, stepping onto the street and walking into your home. I think if you have a driveway that's kind of a long driveway and you're just driving from the street down your driveway and you're not accessing that chip seal street, it's fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. Can you refresh, are we talking about just South Madison Street? It's not North Madison also, correct?
Just South Madison, correct?
I'm not familiar enough with the streets yet to
Mr. Feilberg's going like this.
He's nodding
for the
vigorously.
Record, that's head going up and down.
The entire South Madison Street.
From Main to Powell.
Okay. Yeah, I would be in favor of doing that for sure.
Is that about four blocks? Six blocks?
Yeah, I think it's actually only three, but some of them are really long blocks.
Okay. 1,500 feet. Okay. Thank you. Anything further, Councilmember Hanford?
No, thanks.
Councilmember Rasmussen?
Thank you. So can you just clarify for me again, was this just a case of the probably not the best application for this type of, or for this location, or was it something with the workmanship or the materials or a combination?
I can't speak to the workmanship and the materials. I have had other instances in other communities that I've worked in where they've tried to apply a chip seal to a residential neighborhood with low traffic volume, and even in the best circumstances, this is typically the complaint that you get from the neighbors.
Okay. I just thinking, you know, if it was an experiment and we knew the risks and everything like that, and you know, certainly we want to take care of what we did, but if it was something where, you know, whoever we contracted to probably didn't do the best job or use the right materials, going back to them and seeing if they can help cover some of that $200,000 or work with us on that. So.
Right, this was done under the county contract, and so when I've looked at the other applications that they've done on 171st and Chain Lake Road for this year, maybe Mr. Feilberg again can weigh in on this, but it looks like it's been done correctly.
Okay.
I mean, from my limited perspective.
Mr. Feilberg, would you say that Madison was done according to spec?
Yes.
Okay, good. Great. Thank you. Councilmember Cutterback.
I'm in favor of you bringing this back and bringing it to the TBD board. And the question I asked yesterday was just, did this spending this money on the TBD, did it deter any other project that we had on that list? And the answer I got was no. So I think, so I'm in favor of moving forward with that and definitely establishing a criteria in the future so we make sure we do it right the first time.
Thank you very much. So we'll... Councilmember Gamble.
The only thing I was going to add is that what was the requirement for on the ADA side? We're supposed to be in compliance by when?
Compliance deadline? Oh. A while ago.
No. Right. So we need to do this anyway.
Right. You need to do the ADA fixes anyway, which is 120 of the $200,000 is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the grind and overlay is really 60 grand or 80 grand.
80
grand.
Yeah.
And it's the ADA access on the corners that is the 120 grand.
That we already plan on doing.
Okay. All right. Anything further? All right. Okay, council members, we'll go ahead and we'll bring that back to our TBD at a later meeting in September, as already presented. For me, okay, did you have anything further? All right. For me, just a couple of notes. I have some items in Monroe this week. I attended a lot of the same events that a number of the council members did and appreciate all the work that our staff has been doing to help put those on and our partners that have been part of putting those on or have taken lead on those. So thank you to everybody for doing that. And I think that's it. What we're going to do now is we do have a need for an executive session, and that executive session is... I need the RCW for the pricing of property.
Pursuant to RCW 4230110(1)(c), council convene an executive session for the purpose of considering the minimum price at which real property will be offered for sale or lease.
And thank you.
The duration?
The duration will be approximately 5 minutes, and there will be action to follow if nothing else to adjourn. So we'll be in executive session for approximately 5 minutes.
In the parade, mm-hmm. Can you raise the right?
Thank you. All right, we are now out of executive session. Councilmember Kent.
I believe we are finished with business, so I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Camp, a second from Councilmember Davis. Any discussion on the motion to adjourn? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
Okay, is that a real abstention?
Are you being sure?
Okay. Motion passes 6-0-1 with one abstention.
What?
Okay. So we are now adjourned. Thank you very much.